You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And those Mexican fans are losing their ever-loving minds.
But at least they are not catching their facilities on fire.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game against Russia.
Yeah, definitely.
Authorities in the Bahamas, Sam, say they have arrested five cruise ship passengers from the United States who were accused of assaulting police officers and resisting arrest in the Bahamas.
Go America.
Let's put on our best face and get out there and make sure they never say ugly Americans.
I'm sure booze had nothing to do with this.
Police said in a statement this week that three women and two men became involved in a fight involving several cruise ship passengers at the port in Nassau. You okay over there, Chief?
I was just hit my knee on the desk here.
Hit your funny bone and it ain't funny?
I'm going to take a break for a second.
The incident occurred on Monday evening. Officials say a violent struggle ensued at a police station after officers prepared to search the five suspects arrested. One woman was accused of throwing a chair through a glass door and shattering it.
Mm.
One man was accused of then kicking out the remaining glass and trying to escape. Another man chose to crawl out through a damaged door as officers moved in to arrest him. Okay.
Is this like a traveling roadshow of Jerry Springer or something?
Four officers were injured. One of them was seriously injured.
Jerry.
And taken to the hospital.
Jerry. Man. Gosh, I love it when our cruisers give us such a good name.
Now, don't act like every other country has a bunch of hooligans, too. Doesn't.
Well,
that's fair.
They do.
We're not here to care about their image, right? We're caring about our own.
It was not the Rolling Stone they thought it was. It remains a mystery exactly how Stonehenge's Titanic altar stone arrived.
Does it?
At the historic Stonehenge. UK landmark. But new evidence rules out one theory. The megalith was not moved there by ice alone. In a groundbreaking study published in the Journal of Quaternary Science, researchers in Australia contend that the more than 13,000-pound stone was transported by Neolithic humans over hundreds of miles of often difficult terrain. What was your...
Or was aliens.
Yeah, aliens. Yeah, that's what I was joking about.
Have you ever been?
To Stonehenge? No, I've only seen it in Spinal Tap.
It is one of the most fascinating places I have ever been in my entire life.
Yeah? Is it as...
No.
It's small, right, when you get there? Yeah.
It's not... I don't want to say it's small.
But you can't really get close to it anymore, right?
So I'll get into that in a second, yeah. Go ahead and cue the "that's what she said." It's not small, but it wasn't... When we were going there by bus, it wasn't as big as I thought it would be.
It's just... Okay. Biting my tongue.
But they used to let... And you have to... You end up parking it in the bus and then walking down this gravel road quite a ways. You can see it off in the distance, but you have to, it's a walk. And once you get there, you know, you kind of cheat in on some tour guides who are actually being paid by the people and just listen in. But they think, because none of the stones are from that region of England. Some were from as far off as 400 miles. And they think what they did, the people who built it, whoever they were, and it was 5,000 years ago, and they still haven't figured out yet whether it was basically an agriculture tool regarding the sun, because it lines up just perfectly on the spring and fall solstice.
Basically a giant
sundial. Yeah.
Huh.
Or if it is some sort of religious,
ritualistic,
temple-ish kind of place.
Do they know if the cavemen rolled in the gravel as well? Did they chip all that in?
No. But what they think, the way they think that they got them there was, you know, they would get them from the coast of England off Wales and lay down logs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
roll it.
Just roll it. And as one log came out, you run it up to the front. When the next one comes out, you run it up to the front.
Which perfectly explains how they could have moved it those distances. I mean, despite the fact that the terrain was not perfectly flat. But we'll, I guess, ignore that part of it.
It's very hilly out there.
Yeah, because you can roll things uphill. That's what happens. What it doesn't explain is how they suspended the massive stones on top of two other stones.
Yeah, that one remains a mystery.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a ruin. It's worth the trip. But the problem is you have to buy a trip to the city of Bath, which we went to Windsor Castle first, then Bath. Could have totally done without that. And then they take you out to Stonehenge. So by the time you get there, you've been on the bus for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours.
Ugh.
Yeah. And because you're making all these other stops. But it is worth the trip, especially if that's the only place you're going, because it's beautiful countryside.
Yeah.
And it's just right there in the middle.
And you said when you finally see it, it's a lot. It's not nearly as, to quote you earlier, not as big as you thought it was going to be.
No, but I had what I consider to be a spiritual experience.
Okay.
But to Sam's point, this is just, you used to be able to go up and touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still see the remnants of people who had gone up and spray painted it.
That's unfortunate.
And so it's not a rope that you can't cross, but there is
I wouldn't try.
I wouldn't either.
Some druid's going to tackle you.
But there is a very thin rope that encircles the entire Stonehenge.
The most similar experience I had was when I saw the Mona Lisa at the Louvre, and I was expecting this painting that took up a whole wall, and it's the size of a postage stamp. And I went and looked at it, and there was huge crowds just gathered around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got a look at it, and I just kept walking. And I go, well, that's the Mona Lisa.
Is that small?
It's really small.
Huh.
It's not postage stamp small.
It's like an 8x10 photo. Mm-hmm. It's about the size of that. Yeah,
okay.
It's not a big painting.
It's not what you think it is. It's not as big as it looks on TV.
Do the eyes follow you?
They do not.
Or is it so small you can't even tell?
All right, let's get back. Somebody writes, Bath is beautiful. That is true. It's a very beautiful little German town. The problem is it's boring.
They don't even have like bed and breakfasts nearby where you can just hang out and enjoy
the
seaside? Yeah, we ate it. Because it's right off the ocean too, right?
I don't believe so.
No?
If it was, we didn't see it. The claim to fame is literally Roman bathhouses.
Mm.
And you've seen one, you've seen them all. And you go on a tour and the water is gross and dirty and where there is some. I mean, it was in the Roman waterhouse or bathhouse, which is where it gets its name, was interesting, in my opinion, for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then I'm like, let's get on to Stonehenge. Let's go. But they made us stay for lunch. So we did. California McDonald's employee suffered burns across his face, neck, arm, and back after his colleague allegedly threw hot oil on him. Jacob Smith, who is only 20, he has burns on his face, neck, arm, and back, remains in the hospital following the May 30th incident at a Yuba City McDonald's. His mother telling NBC affiliate KCRA of Sacramento that he was getting ready to head home when he was attacked. Quoting here from mom, he was in the office getting ready to count the money when he saw out of the corner of his eye something and he turned and the oil was just thrown on him. They have identified the suspect as Jelani Blewett, who is 23, and fled the McDonald's after the incident but was arrested later. He's been charged with felony battery with serious bodily injury, felony mayhem, and felony assault with a deadly weapon. He has pleaded not guilty.
He blew it, all right.
Wow. Get out.
It's that mayhem charge that's going to get him.
Get out.
913-586-7798. Sam Stephen III, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.